This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with the hosts of American Ninja Warrior, former NFL player Akbar Baja Biamila, and comedian Matt Eisman. Are you ready for another game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. So you host a highly athletic competition show, but this game is about competition that is far less physically taxing. We're talking video games.
Ooh. Oh, great. Oh, this is all Matt.
Akbar, no video games? Do you play any video games?
Well, I just bought my son. Nasir, what's the name of that game I bought you? Nintendo Switch. I just bought him a Nintendo Switch.
Sure.
Nintendo Switch is great. Breath of the Wild, a really good game for that. I've been PS4 and waiting on the PS5, but really been playing some Assassin's Creed.
He's just trying to rattle you, Akbar. Don't worry.
Okay,
give me old school ones, though. I can handle Mario and Sonic. And Zelda.
By the way, Akbar, I love the videos of you pranking your children.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Right, you have four kids, ages 9 to 19, roughly.
Yeah, 9 to 19. Two 9-year-olds and 9 to 19, yep.
And there was one that I watched where you gave them candy apples for an eating competition, but it was not apples, it was onions.
Yes. And it took a long time to have those made, too.
They looked amazing. They looked amazing. Okay, so in this game, Jonathan and I will describe a video game peripheral, and that's something you use to play a video game other than a traditional video game controller. For example, a plastic guitar Guitar Hero.
Okay.
So you just tell us if it's real or something we made up.
All right, okay, I can handle this.
Okay, Akbar, this first one is for you. In the 2009 game DJ Hero, players use a fake plastic turntable to scratch their way to immortality. Is that real or fake?
That's real.
That is totally real.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I remember that. Back in 2009, I just got married. Yeah, I just got married.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did the DJ at your wedding play that game instead of...
yeah, right. That is not a good DJ for your wedding, by the way. If they're like, I learned using DJ Hero.
Yeah. My favorite wedding DJ story, I have a friend who, when he got married, he had a DJ at his wedding. And at the beginning of the night, he walked up to the DJ and he held out $300 bills. And he said, "This is your tip. Every time you talk, I take one away."
Wow.
I like that.
If you're a brown-eyed girl, get on out there with Van.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Matt. The 2010 Nintendo Wii game, Babysitting Mama, came with a stuffed baby that you placed the video game controller into. And players took on challenges like rocking the baby to sleep or gently patting it on the back to make it burp. Real or fake?
Oh, my God. I have the Wii, and I knew they got pretty creative with it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it. I'm going to say fake.
I'm sorry, it was real. That was a real controller.
Oh, what?
Yeah, stuffed baby. You put the controller in there.
It was really weird. I mean, I felt weird putting the controller into the baby. You're like, this just says Nintendo didn't think this one through.
It's an odd way to start, yeah.
I could just imagine some wife telling her husband to stop playing the baby game.
You gotta put the real baby to sleep.
Going for a high score.
That is the classic video game problem, is ignoring your child so you can play with your simulated child video game.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, Akbar, in the 2006 GameCube game, My Pikachu Tamer, players attempt to train an adorable electric-type Pokemon rescued from the wild. The game came with a wristband that administered a real electric shock to the player anytime Pikachu misbehaved. Is that real or fake?
Yeah, that's totally fake. 2006, I was with the then San Diego Chargers, and they didn't have that type of technology back then, nor would that be humane, so I'm going to go fake.
Yes, you're so right. Yep. Thank you that you were right.
Although I imagine right now Nintendo's going, that's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, like, I feel like Apple watches and what have you, sort of, they don't give you an electric shock, but they notify
they buzz,
you.
Oh, they exactly. buzz you.
I've got the Aura Ring, and periodically my phone will buzz and go, time to stand up and stretch those legs. My ring is calling me a lazy POS.
Yeah.
This is not why I bought this.
I don't need a machine to remind me of my shortcomings all day long. I got that covered.
That's what Twitter's for.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's so many ways. There's so many ways to feel insignificant.
Okay, Matt. The 2009 game Tony Hawk Ride came with a full-size skateboard controller that virtual shredders stood on to pull off sick moves. Real or fake?
I remember in the arcades playing 720 where you had the skateboard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds so plausible, and yet I don't remember the board controller. I was wrong last time, though. I'm going to say no. No, it's fake.
No, it's actually real. It's actually real. And the reason you don't remember it is because the game was critically panned and many people called it the worst game of the year.
It reminded me of the Power Glove Nintendo had, because I got that, and it was in the movie The Wizard of Fred Savage, and I got it, and it was impossible. You had to put these controllers around the TV, and you're sitting there moving your wrist flat. Fins, nothing happened. Yep. And after 30 minutes, I realized, okay, I'm just going to wear this to parties and try to pretend I'm bionic, but other than that, granted, I was in college at this point, so it probably wasn't
It was cool. Sure. It was cool then to be bionic.
Sure. Yeah. All right, Akbar, the 1999 PlayStation fighting game Wu-Tang Shaolin Style came with a giant controller shaped like the Wu-Tang Clan's iconic W symbol. And one magazine noted that the players needed, quote, the gargantuan hands of a mutant to comfortably use it. Real or fake?
This is in 1999. I too was in college back in 1999.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So out of the 100 guys on the football team that, you know, I played with, I would have seen that. I don't remember this game, but I'm going to say this was fake because my sample size of 100 teammates, I never saw any of these in any of the dorm rooms or apartments. So it's fake.
Well, maybe they just made good decisions with their purchases, because it was real.
Really?
But it was impossible.
I'm going on eBay, and I'm getting that now.
Yeah, put it on the wall right next to your precious power glove.
Look at these controllers.
I don't let everybody into this room, but come on, take a look.
This is my controller room.
I do have all of my consoles going back to Pong.
Wow.
17
really?
Consoles I have now up in my attic. I can't get rid of them.
Hold on, what is a Pong?
Thank you, Akbar.
Was that before Atari?
It was before Atari.
The very first home thing.
You were alive then?
I was alive then, Akbar. I remember back when video games were played on the radio.
Is that true? Oh. Is that true or false?
All right, last question for you, Matt. In the mid-2000s series Donkey Konga, players used two bongo drums to play along to songs like Losing My Religion and Whip It. Real or fake?
Now this, I worked on a home makeover show where we sold things at yard sales, and I remember the bongo drums. So I'm going to say, like Matthew McConaughey, all right, I think that's real.
You're absolutely correct, it is real.
Yeah, that game should just be called Becoming Matthew McConaughey. That's like, that would be perfect.
Like when he won his Oscar, nobody really brought up that whole naked bongo playing thing, and I think that should be celebrated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good phase. Who didn't enjoy that phase? All right, great second game. Not that we're keeping track, but Akbar did win that one.
Oh.
I need to give an acceptance speech because this will be the only time that I think I'll ever beat Matt in trivia. I just want to thank my family. I want to thank my all my fans. Thank you so much for helping me with this. This is amazing.
I feel like Ivan Drago after losing to Rocky. I'm disgraced. I'm disgraced. I'm going to be banished to Siberia.
Oh my goodness, so much fun. Thank you. Akbar Baja Biamila and Matt Iceman host American Ninja Warrior, now in its 13th season on NBC. Matt, Akbar, thank you so much for joining us.
Ophira, Jonathan, you so much. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I got to say, this is the best ever. Best ever.
Okay, easy, Akbar.
All right.